This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News for Wednesday, August 5th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that Catskill Town officials have announced Frederick A. Edwards III will cease operations of his composting facility located on Route 23A, just east of Palinville. Catskill Town Supervisor Joseph Leggio announced at a town board meeting August 4th that Edwards indicated he would terminate his business activities following a meeting with Code Enforcement Officer Elliot Fishman this week. Details of the planned cleanup of the site are being negotiated, and Edwards will enter an agreement with the town of Catskill once an agreement is reached. Neighbors complained that the town's law on junk storage prohibited the retention of construction and demolition debris and said the town had failed to enforce the local law at the site. Edwards' composting facility is permitted and authorized by the State Department of Environmental Conservation. He is currently under a signed order of consent from the DEC to remediate illegally placed fill affecting a wetland. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Gail Heinsohn is reporting in the Chatham Courier that new Lebanon town clerk Colleen Teal has successfully forced a Republican primary against incumbent town supervisor Michael Benson in September. Benson challenged the validity of Teal's nominating petitions with the Columbia County Board of Elections on the issue of residency. In a decision last week, Acting Supreme Court Judge Richard Kowiek found in favor of Teal, saying she had provided sufficient evidence to support her claim of residency. Following the ruling, Teal said she was glad new Lebanon GOP voters will now have the opportunity to choose their candidate in September. Benson said Teal's testimony clearly demonstrated she is not a resident of New Lebanon and called on her to, quote, end the deception on an immediate basis, unquote. Read the full story in the Chatham Courier. Scott Waldman is reporting at Capital New York that advocates claim low-income people are being shut out of the state's process of reforming the energy grid. The State Public Service Commission is in the works process of remaking the state energy grid to make it more efficient and more reliant on renewable energy. Low-income advocates are concerned that simply adding renewable sources could drive up energy bills and shut out poor communities. PSC Chair Audrey Zibelman has repeatedly said the state will prioritize the needs of low-income community as it remakes the energy grid as part of its Reforming Energy Vision initiative. But at a meeting last week, the input largely came from utilities and larger advocacy groups and not from low-income people. A spokesperson for Alliance for a Green Economy said the REV low-income proceeding does not address the growing unaffordability crisis faced by the state's neediest residents, some of whom spend about 40% of their income on utility bills. Advocates are calling on the state needs to hold a series of public hearings at accessible locales across the state. They recommend that now is the time to reach out as ideas become policy. Read the full story at Capital New York. Carlin at Capital Confidential reports that the Empire Center has released a new list of pork barrel spending on projects under the state and municipal facilities program. The program replaced what were once called member items and are largely local grants for initiatives like park improvements. Fewer than 10% of the items are for infrastructure like water or sewer improvements or road repairs. In Greenville and Greene County, there's a $50,000 pending grant for town park improvements. Columbia County, the towns of Hillsdale and Stockport are approved for $50,000 construction projects, and the Niverville Fire Department has a pending $50,000 grant for a new fire truck. The town of Nassau and Rensselaer County has a $50,000 pending project for a sewer project. The full list is embedded at newsroom.wgxc.org and the story at capitalconfidential.com and the story at Capital Confidential, the Albany Times blog. The Associated Press reports in the Daily Freeman that the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan reinstated a lawsuit August 4th brought by truck drivers who claim the New York State Thruway Authority charges excessive tolls. The suit, from three commercial trucking companies, claims the state diverts tolls to fund maintenance and improvement for the New York State canal system. A lower court judge had previously dismissed the lawsuit. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Today is Wednesday, August 5th. The first Wednesday of the month, and there are public meetings in Athens at the Village Board meets at 6:30 p.m. at the Athens Community Center. Catskill, the Zoning Board of Appeals, meets at 6 p.m. at Town Hall. Claremont, the Planning Board, meets at Town Hall at 7 p.m. In Copake, there's a Hamlet Revitalization Task Force meeting at 7 p.m., an Environmental Committee meeting at 7 p.m., both at Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road in Copake. Ghent, the Planning Board Application Meeting and Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Greene County has a legislator Health Services, County Resources, and Public Safety Committee meetings at 6 p.m. in the caucus room at the county building, 411 Main Street in Catskill. In Hudson, there's a Community Development and Planning Agency Board meeting at 6 p.m. at 1 North Front Street in Hudson, and there's an Industrial Development Agency meeting at 2 p.m., a Common Council Youth and Aging Committee meeting at 6 p.m., and an Arts, Entertainment, and Tourism Committee meeting at 6:45 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson. In Jewett, the town board meets at 7 p.m. The Kinderhook has Town's 9 and 9H Corridor Committee meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall in Niverville, and the Kinderhook Village Board meets and has a budget hearing at 7 p.m. at 6 Chatham Street in Kinderhook. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a slight chance of showers today with a high near 82 and a low around 58. Thursday should be sunny with a high near 81 and a low around 56. Friday also a high of 81 and sunny and a low around 59. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.